Chapter 7. Wearing Clothes. Several years after Sir's death, Andrew began to wear clothes. He began with an old pair of trousers that George had given him. By this time, George had joined Freeman's law firm. Old John Freeman had died long ago, but his daughter was now the director, and the firm's name was now Freeman and Martin. George tried not to smile the first time Andrew wore the trousers, but Andrew saw. "Why do you want to wear clothes, Andrew?" asked George. "Your body is so beautifully functional. It's a shame to cover it, especially when you don't need to worry about your body temperature or modesty." "Human bodies are beautifully functional too," replied Andrew, "but you cover your bodies."
"We cover ourselves to keep warm and clean and to protect ourselves," explained George. "You don't need to do any of those things."
"I feel naked without clothes," Andrew said. "I always feel different, George."
"Different?" said George. "Andrew, there are millions of robots on Earth now. In this part of the world, there are almost as many robots as men."
"I know, George," replied Andrew. "There are robots doing every type of work, but I feel different to them all."
"None of those robots wear clothes," said George.
"Because none of them are free," replied Andrew.
Soon afterwards, Andrew began to get more clothes. He now wore a shirt and jacket and shoes. People who came to buy his work stared at him. Andrew knew they disapproved of him, and this made him feel very uncomfortable. He knew that he looked strange in his clothes, but he didn't want to look like a robot anymore. Andrew didn't wear clothes when he thought that Little Miss might visit, because he knew it would upset her. Little Miss was old now and was often away in warmer countries. But when she returned, the first thing she always did was to visit Andrew. On one of her visits, she persuaded George to join the local government, as his grandfather had done. George came to tell Andrew the news.
"It would be nice if Sir were still in working order," Andrew said to George.
"We don't say working order about humans, Andrew. You mean alive," George said. "Yes, I often wish the old man was still alive too."